let's bring in Bill Littlefield. He's the host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill.
How are you?
Talk to me a little bit about, you know, this news about Hernandez and what your thoughts have been throughout all of this.
Well, I think it's a tragic thing when somebody commits suicide. And the circumstances here are complicated, obviously, by the fact that he's a convicted murderer. He was going to spend the rest of his life in jail without parole. There has been a great deal written about this guy. If you want to talk about the Patriots, I guess I'd have to take issue with Shira about one thing, and that is the guys who run teams in the National Football League are very, very careful to research what these guys have going for them and going against them before they draft them. Mm. Aaron Hernandez dropped through three full rounds. No other team was interested in bringing this guy on. Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft apparently believed that the reward would outweigh the risk. That is, the reward, how well he would be able to play, would outweigh whatever risk he would bring with him. There were not only the problems that the run-ins with the law that Shira described, but there were several other incidents in which Hernandez basically was let go because he was a football hero in Florida.
And what do you mean, like the drugs, marijuanas, fights?
Yeah, all kinds of things that went on when he was down there that basically people just looked the other way and kept him eligible to play football. And obviously, you know, this is an issue that goes well beyond Aaron Hernandez. But in his particular case, this was a guy who was hugely valuable in a very, very successful profit-making business, in this case, college football, and nobody wanted to see him under arrest or even benched. Mm-hmm. And this is not the first, and it won't be the last case.
It's part of the system, is
unhappily,
what you're
saying. It is exactly that. And I think it's probably part of the system when these guys reach the pros as well. Some of these teams have their own private security forces, and they find out when a guy is arrested or when he's picked up for drunk driving or when he's in a brawl or something like that, and it never really reaches some of the what we would assume the police blotter that we'd assume it would reach if it were anybody else.
Right. Well, this falls on a big day for the Patriots.
Yes,
they were at the White House today.
Yes, it does.
President Trump spoke on the Patriots Super Bowl comeback just this last hour.
With your backs against the wall and the pundits, good old pundits, boy, they're wrong a lot, aren't they? Saying you couldn't do it, the game was over, you pulled off the greatest Super Bowl comeback of all time.
And Patriots owner Robert Kraft congratulated Trump on his win in the White House.
A very good friend of mine for over 25 years, a man who is mentally tough and hardworking as anybody I know, launched a campaign for the presidency against 16 career politicians, facing odds almost as long as we faced in the fourth quarter.
What's your reaction to today's events?
Well, first of all, it's too bad that we have a president who's incapable of celebrating anything or anybody else without celebrating himself. Trump is at least true to his record on that. Mr. Kraft is obviously entitled to befriend whomever he wishes to befriend, and people with a great deal of money often get along very well with other people with a great deal of money.
So there are some on the team who actually kind of falls in that line. There was a noticeable absence at the White House.
Yes, there certainly was.
Several of them. Yeah, a couple of them decided not to go. But one person who was not there that we expected to be there was Tom Brady. In a statement to ESPN, Brady said he had to attend a family matter and thank the president for hosting and supporting the team for as long as he can remember. Mm-hmm. Do you know why he decided not to go today?
No, I saw the same news that you did. His mother has been ill for a long time, and that may very well be the reason. It may also be Tom Brady's gotten stung when he's tried to answer questions about his friendship with Donald Trump in the past. And quite a long time ago, he said, you know, I don't want to talk about this anymore. Mm-hmm. And maybe he worried that if he involved himself in the celebration on this day, he'd be stepping back into something that he would just as soon step away from.
Yeah, this is something that's ceremonial. Every year, the team that wins goes to the president, goes to the White House and has this whole thing. Talk about the significance of this from your point of view. Is it a big deal when guys decide not to go?
Well, I think it's a personal thing. It's a big deal for some guys. I think the striking thing about the members of the Patriots who decided not to go was how articulate they were in explaining why they had decided not to go. They didn't feel welcome.
They didn't feel welcome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Didn't feel as if they would be welcome there and didn't feel comfortable in the presence of this particular president.
Well, thank you both, Shira and Bill, for joining us for talking about this today. And Bill Littlefield is the host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs each Saturday on WBUR at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Thank you so much for joining us, Bill.
Thank you.
And Shira.
Thanks.
Well, stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Tanya Mosley. This is Radio Boston.